What's up? Christ Teachings. Test your LDS IQ. Now, we have a crossword puzzle that we'll adapt here for a fill-in-the-blanks that will help you test your knowledge of Christ's teachings in the New Testament and Book of Mormon. You can find the answers and refresh your memory by turning to the scripture references. Across, three across, the second great commandment, three words, Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. The answer, love thy neighbor. Four across, those who follow Christ's teachings, Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. The answer, disciples. Six across, the wounded traveler's good neighbor, Luke chapter 10, verse 33. Samaritan. Ten across, freely ye have blank, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. The answer, freely ye have received. 11. Lay not up for yourselves treasures blank upon earth. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. And 3 Nephi chapter 13, verse 19. The answer, treasures. 12. It's in your brother's eye. Luke chapter 6, verse 41. The answer, mote. 13 across, the pure love of Christ. Moroni chapter 7, verse 47. The answer, charity. Down, one down. How many times? 70 times 7. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 22. It has reference to forgive. 2. They shall be called the children of God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 9. Peacemakers. 5 down. I am the good, blank. John chapter 10, verse 14. I am the good shepherd. 6 down. This do in remembrance of me. What does this have reference to? Luke chapter 22, verse 19. The sacrament. 7. What the ruler was hesitant to give up. Luke chapter 18, verses 18 through 24. The answer, riches. 8 down. Lay up for yourselves treasures in blank. Matthew chapter 6, verse 20. 3 Nephi chapter 13, verse 20. The answer, heaven. 9 down, they shall inherit the earth. Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 5. The answer, meek. I testify that our prayers offered in humility and sincerity are heard and answered. It is a miraculous thing, but it is real. President Gordon B. Hinckley, an humble and a contrite heart, and signed November 2000, page 89. Leadership tip. Have you ever read Jacob chapter 5? We mean really read it? If you look closely, you'll find that this longest chapter in the Book of Mormon, a parable about the Lord of the vineyard, his servant and olive trees, contains some valuable lessons on leadership. Read Jacob chapter 5 again, looking at the example of the Lord of the vineyard. See what kind of leader he is. Notice his patience, his willingness to listen to counsel, his love for those around him, and you will have begun to learn some of the lessons you can learn from the Lord of the vineyard. Scotland Youth on Parade. 24 youth from the Dundee Second and Dundee Bingham Wards in the Dundee Scotland Stake recently took part in the first ever Lord Provost of Dundee Youth Parade. More than 1,000 young people participated in the event, which was held to recognize the outstanding young people of Dundee, their talents, and their service to the people in the city. After the parade through the town, the Lord Provost, Mayor, addressed the crowd. Following this, some of the youth groups demonstrated activities such as soccer, hockey, cheerleading, taekwondo, and baton twirling. The Dundee young men and young women were excited for the opportunity to represent the church on this historic occasion and plan to take part in the event every year. It happened in June. June 1, 1801, Brigham Young, second president of the church, was born in Vermont. He died at the age of 76 in Salt Lake City, Utah. June 19, 1836, Lorenzo Snow, fifth president of the church, was baptized near Kirtland, Ohio, when he was 22 years old. June 27, 1844, the prophet Joseph Smith and his brother Hiram were killed at Carthage Jail in Illinois. John Taylor, third president of the church, said their martyrdom would remind the world the Book of Mormon and this book of Doctrine and Covenants of the church cost the best blood of the 19th century. Doctrine and Covenants, section 135, verse 6. June 18, 1850, President John Taylor, 1808 to 1887, then of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles and other missionaries, arrive in France to open the French mission. End of the section, What's Up?